Amen. Let me see. This is Christmas. We're celebrating Christmas. And I'm going to get to the word. You know, sometimes you have to kind of zoom, you know, kind of can't land because you don't know where you're going to land. So I'll just do this. I wrote this the other day and it's scratchy. I hope I can get through it and figure it out. But started to write. It says, from God to you. And this is God speaking. I myself, in the form of a baby, in a manger born to the Virgin Mary, Joseph's very first son. I prepared a stable in a cave, a stone manger, where he would lie, wrapped in swaddling cloths, but unwrapped on the cross when it was time to die. He grew in wisdom and knowledge of all that I am, I put in him. Temptations came day by day, but he bowed a knee to not one of them, because often would come along and pray, so his vision of his purpose was never dim. To you, celebrate this Christmas, his birth. Celebrate his maturing here on earth. Celebrate the miracles he performed. Celebrate his death and resurrection and his return to the holy throne. Where I am, have always been, always will be. He has returned with a seat to the right hand of me, the Father, making intercession for all. Celebrate Jesus Christ, one and all. Amen. That's God's word to us. No matter what you're doing or where you're going through during this Christmas holiday, celebrate Jesus. And not so much on getting what we want and what we'd like to have, and we want that, but we're still going to celebrate Jesus. Can you say amen? Amen. And I'm glad Bishop mentioned everybody's invited to dinner. She had members. I said, Jaleel, we want members and visitors. She put it on there. I don't know where CT is gone. She put it on there, but he didn't see it. But everyone is invited, and we want you to come and to enjoy the fellowship. Bishop asked me to minister today, and I said, Lord, what shall I minister? He said, listen to the book of Acts. And so I've been going all the way through the book of Acts over and over and over again. And as I've gone through it, I've heard so much about what Paul said about the church and what it is that God wanted for the church and what he required for the church to do. And so as we look at that, all of us are members of the body of Christ. Say, I'm a member of the body of Christ. Say, I make up the church. Say, I make up the church. Say, I am the church. Say, I'm Christ in the earth because I'm his body. Now, you know you're not Jesus Christ, but you're Christ in the earth because he's body. Let's take this seriously. Say, I take it seriously. I act like Jesus. Shout hallelujah. I say this many times. I've said it over the years. Junior that's doing all these miraculous and marvelous things with the stuff, you know, the media and all of that, he and Jeffrey and all. But when he was little, maybe 3, 4, 5 years old, and people would ask him, what you want to be when you grow up? And he said, I'm going to be a bricklayer in the daytime and a preacher at night. Because that's what his daddy did during that time, amen. When we'd have revivals and things, he would go out and preach at night. So I was thinking about membership, and to say again, we thank you, we appreciate you. I told Therese what to tell Tiffany what to do. So we all got a hand in decorating, amen. And Michelle added a little bit to it, but no, we're just having fun. But we appreciate Tiffany and them. They came and did it, and then they did it over again and did it again. And we appreciate that. We have some awesome people here that can cook and they can decorate and they can just minister to people. That's what we have, and that's what the body of Christ is all about. That's who we are. So we are CFC. So I am CFC. I am a member of CFC. Say, I'm a faithful member of CFC. And if I haven't been, pardon my grammar, but say, I'm going to be. Amen. 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 I looked up the word membership, and it's a person or a group who joins with others' group for an activity. A member of an organization is a person who has officially joined this organization and supports its missions and goals. A member is also defined as a person baptized and or enrolled in the church. to a member, you must join and support the church. And so that's what we are, a member. And originally I was thinking about doing a program and I was going to get a faithful member, Miss May. I mean, she was just at the top of the list. And then I was going to get somebody who wasn't quite so faithful. And I'm not going to name that person, but I had a person in mind who's going to be. So they are going to be. All right. So let's get officially started this morning with what we want to share with you. Can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can you say glory to God?
Glory to God.
Say, I am the body of Christ. I look like, act like, because I think like Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Now, if that's not you and that's not me, we're going to get rid of that and we're going to put on Christ. What does the Bible say? Put on what? The whole armor of God. Put on the what? Whole. Put on the what? Whole. Put on a part of it? Put on part of it? Put on part of it? Armor of God. Amen. And I had just written this out, you know, during my little speech. And I know you said, Lord, you said it. You said it. Giving honor and glory to God, our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the pastor, Bishop Jones, the pastor of Branch of the Vine Christian Fellowship Church, to our staff, to our awesome volunteers, and to every member who wears the name of Jesus Christ. We've set aside this day to show you that we do really appreciate you. This is a small task by comparison to what you've done for us, but we are getting started. We will move into the greater in the future. We say sincerely, thank you. It is not a day of accolades, but you deserve them. It's not a day of great handing out and handing you certificates. That's what I'm trying to say. Certificates. But you deserve them. Today, we hope that a thank you and a small gift bag and a lunch will get the ball rolling to show our appreciation. We welcome you to the new horizon of CFC. It's a new horizon. For 40 years, we moved in and out of situations and established the church and built on principles of the faith and love of God. You have been a part of the mechanism, the routine, the methods, the procedure that causes Branch of the Vine Christian Fellowship Church to work. And today we say thank you. As I've recently read and listened to the book of Acts and other letters in the church, I have noticed that they were always encouraged to move forward in their faith. So that's what I want to do today, encourage you to move forward in your faith and faithfulness. Everybody say faithfulness. When God gave the scriptural command for this church, he had you and your position and your part in the body of Christ in mind. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and we'll start with verse 14 in the Amplified Version. You know, you've heard the story, most of you have, many of you have. In 1980, in June, the Lord, I remember, I was pregnant with Michelle. It was in the afternoon. We lived in Coweta, Oklahoma. I don't know what else I was doing, but obviously I was reading my Bible. And then the Lord told us to start the church. Didn't know what it meant, didn't know how to do it, but the Lord said it. So it's here. Say it's here. Amen. Amen. And that was in 1980, but it's here. And it's been here more than 40 years. Not be unequally bound together with unbelievers. Do not make mismatched alliances with them, inconsistent with your faith. I can't see young girls and young boys and young men and women, when they get ready to get married, they go out and get somebody that don't believe like them. You're not going to save them after you get married if you didn't save them beforehand. So be led by the Spirit of God and not by the flesh. Amen. I don't talk much. I used to talk a lot about Jim and my getting married, but it was a God thing. Everybody said, thank God it was a God thing. But I wasn't ready to get married, and situation didn't say I should get married, but I got married because God said so. Say, God said so. I told the Lord one day, you did a good thing. You did a good job. Can you shout hallelujah? For what partnership can righteousness have with lawlessness, or what fellowship can light have with darkness? So you young girls and young boys who are not yet connected, you make sure that person that you are attracted to, you are led by the Spirit, and that they believe like you believe. You won't have to go to one church all your life and they go to another church all their life if they are in church. Say, I'm a member of the body of Christ. Say, I am a faithful member of CFC. If I haven't been, I'm going to be. Shout hallelujah. 15, what harmony can there be between Christ and Belial or Satan? Or what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? So just let him go. Just let her go. Just walk on past and say, God, I'll wait till you send me the right one. You know, I was in college a little over three years. I went every chance I got, took all the classes I could take, didn't have time to be going to student union and all that stuff. So I got out a little bit early. And many guys I could have talked to and wanted to talk to me. I say this, and I never thought about this in a long time. My very freshman year, and this guy was in the band. He was from Memphis. I remember his first name. I won't call it, but anyway. And they went on a trip. Oh, yeah, they went to the Tournament of Roses in California. And this guy came back with a ring. I mean, you know, he'd been trying to talk to me all the time. I didn't want to talk to him. He came back with a ring. No, baby, no. He was like, well, just take it. You know, don't make me look bad. Baby, I didn't tell you to get this. But my point is of telling this, I could have said yes. I could have taken that one and that one and that one, but that wasn't the one for me. All right, your relationship in the world, going to the club and fighting among yourselves and having the wrong friends attached to you and telling you what to do when you know that you've been taught and you know. Down in your knower, what's right? But then you let them pull you aside because they laugh at you and say, oh, you're a preacher kid. Oh, you go to church. Oh, you can't do nothing. Oh, you can't have any fun. What connection do you have with the devil? That's right and that's wrong. That's good and there's evil. That's God and the devil. Choose Jesus. Whew. Hallelujah. 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 I see these little babies here. Y'all start telling them now. Your husband's going to be a righteous man. Your wife's going to be a righteous woman. And you look into Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. You look into Jesus. I'm sending the one you need. God, send me the one I need. Hurry up now, God. I've been waiting a long time. Amen. And then you said, no, not right now, Lord. Amen. 16. What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. And doing, if you study world history and world literature and all of that, they had a god. The Greeks and the Romans had a god for everything. They had the main gods, Jupiter and Zeus and all of those. And they had the main gods. And then they had a god of this and a god of that and a god for the wind and a god of love and a god of the rain, god of the sun, a god of the moon. Say, but thank God. Come on, say, thank God. I know. There's only one God. Hallelujah. And he's the one that made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. And then he says, what agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. Come on, let's say that. We are the temple of the living God. For God said to me, I will dwell among them and walk among them. I will be their God and they'll be my people. So come out from among them. What did God tell you? Come out from among them. Them who? Those unbelievers. Say, I'm out, Lord. And where I'm stuck, say, I let you pull, Holy Spirit. I say, I let you pull and sway, Holy Spirit, until I'm all the way out. Say, I am the body of Christ. For I have come out from among them. And if I'm not all the way out, say it, if I'm not all the way out, I'm going to be. I'm going to be all the way out. Amen. He says, so come out from among unbelievers and be separate, says the Lord. And do not touch what is unclean. In the Old Testament, if you read the Old Testament, they're always talking about unclean. Remember that when that sheet came down and Peter said, I haven't eaten anything unclean, Lord. Well, there were certain foods they weren't supposed to eat. And God said, whatever I have cleaned up, don't call unclean. But God said, that thing that takes you away from me, that thing, a person that takes you away from me, he said, separate yourself. Say, separate yourself. Say, separate yourself. Say it again, separate yourself. He said, and I will graciously receive you and welcome you with favor. This is the calling for this church. And I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. So that's the call when God set forth CFC. He said, come out from among the churches you're in. He didn't put down these other churches. That's between them and him. He just said, come out and you be this church that I've called you to become. So he called you out and you have become a member of the Branch of the Vine Christian Fellowship Church. And it's in this church that you're fed. It's in this church that you are loved. It's in this church that you share in fellowship with brothers and sisters of like faith. Can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Say CFC is really the place to be. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, when Therese first wrote that song, I'd been on him over a year to write us an opening song. And I thought, that's really not what I had in mind. But I'm glad he did. The Lord knew. Say, the Lord knew. Amen. And so that was a scripture that he gave me and said that we were to come out from among other churches and start this church. And we did start it officially 40 plus years ago. We started unofficially even before that, meeting at various places. Can you say amen? And then in Psalm 2:8, King James. Psalm 2:8, King James Version. Can you say Psalm 2:8, King James? How many of you can quote it without looking at it? But you can see it on the screen. Read. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the... Come on, everybody read. He said, ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, the lost people. In that case, the Gentile. Those that didn't know Jesus, those that hadn't heard the word, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. On the new horizon, the new scope of reaching out, we now decree and declare we're asking for and reaching out to win the lost of the world. So we are asking, Lord God, to use me. To use us, to be laborers, to win the world, to Jesus. And so that's what we're doing. In all that we've done in the past, some is good and some not so good. But right now, we're going to be focused on winning the lost. We're going to be focused on sharing the gospel. We're going to be focused on laying hands on the sick, and then they recover. We're going to be focused on casting out devils. We're going to be focused on walking and being the image of Christ. I talked to a lady yesterday. I taught her. She was Joyce's classmate. I taught Joyce when she was 7th and 8th grade. And she said, there's an anointing in this church. There's a presence in this church. She said, when I walked in, I felt it. It's here. And we talked on a while. And she said, I don't live here, but if I did, this would be my church. So I want to be the body of Christ. I am the body of Christ. I act like Jesus because he lives in me. Say, I exemplify Christ in all that I do, all that I say, all that I think. Say, and if I haven't done it in the past, I'm going to. I got you, didn't you? Amen. 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 Let's go to Romans chapter 1. And I want to focus on verse 16, but as I was looking at that, I'm thinking that I need to start with verse 1, and I'll go as far as I have time. Are you listening? Are you listening? Are you listening? Are you receiving? Are you hearing what said the Lord is speaking to me? The Lord is speaking to me. Say, I hear you, Father, speaking to me. Hallelujah. And so we're going to be Christ in the church, in the world, and we can't look like, dress like, act like the world. I was looking at a post somebody put on, you know, I'm not on Facebook, but anyway, this person sent me this, and I'm saying, well, that's good, but we ain't gonna learn how to dress. I mean, amen. Let me go. Lord didn't tell me to go there. All right. Paul, verse 1, Romans 1. A bondservant, this is Amplified, of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle or special messenger, personally chosen representative, set apart for preaching the gospel of God, the good news of salvation. Read it with me. Read. No. Let's go back to verse 1. I want you to read with me because I want you to make a confession. All right, verse 1. Read. Listen, you're not called perhaps to be, most likely not, to be an apostle. But you're called. Say, I'm called. I'm chosen. And I will fulfill my mission in life. So he says, I'm a bondservant. Are you a bondservant of Jesus Christ? Some translations said a slave of Christ. In other words, I just do what he says and nothing else. Say, God, in the name of Jesus, help me to be a bondservant to Jesus Christ, to do what he says and nothing else. How many of you thought, I can't do that? How many of you just thought, I can't do that? Yes, you can. Say, maybe I haven't in the past, but I'm gonna. Amen. He said, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the sacred scriptures. The good news, say the good news is that Jesus was born. That he lived, he died, rose again, sits at the right hand of the Father. The good news regarding his son, who as to the flesh, human nature, was born a descendant of David to fulfill the covenant promise. And this one thing I want you to see, God keeps his promises. Say that, say God, always keeps his promises. And so sometimes we need to put a guard on the mouth and make sure we're just saying what the word says. Get rid of your own opinion. I have to get rid of my own opinion and just say what the word says. And just talk what God talks. And if it's not God didn't say it, I don't say it. If God didn't give it to me, the Holy Spirit didn't give it to me for a thought, then I won't think it. And that means a big change for a lot of us. Because we're all so in ourselves. I mean, it just comes out of our mouth, whatever comes in our mind, even that the devil gave us without us thinking about it. But if we are led by the Spirit of God, say, I'm Spirit led, then we will be mindful of our words. Shout hallelujah. For, and as to his divine nature, according to the Spirit of holiness, was openly designated to be the Son of God with power in a triumphant and miraculous way, his resurrection from the dead, Jesus our Lord. So Jesus is my Lord. That's why I'm a member of the body of Christ, because he is my Lord. I am who he is. I do what he says. I walk like he walks. I talk like he talks. I am Christ in the earth because I'm his body. See, if I haven't been, I'm going to be. Amen. I am going to become all that Christ wants us to become. You know, my husband watched a lot of sports and all, and this, what, $700 million man they signed the other day, he didn't get there just playing around. Huh? He didn't get there just playing around, huh? So we're not going to get to the place we want to go in Jesus just playing around. Just picking up Jesus every once in a while when we get in trouble. Oh, pray for me, pray for me. And then get out of the trouble and go back in the ditch. Amen? Amen? Amen. Can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah? So I walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Glory to God. You know, the word is the word. And we're so used to being entertained. Many times we don't want to hear, quote, the straight word. Amen. Now, if I were up here, it is a hallelujah. Through him, our God, that we receive our grace and our apostleship. Yes, Lord. It's the same word if I say it's through him that we receive grace and apostleship to promote obedience to faith and make disciples for his name's sake. As say this, as a member of CFC, and I am a member. If you're a visitor, you can say I'm a member of the body of Christ or your church, whatever your church is. I'm called to make disciples for his name's sake among the sinners. And our Sunday school teacher the other Sunday mentioned about them having a blues festival somewhere, and people who professed to be Christians were there and with their glasses up, turning and drinking and all that kind of stuff. You just don't do that because that doesn't represent Christ. You represent Christ wherever you are. Say, in the past, I may not have, but in the future, I will. The devil, do you hear me? So I will always represent Christ. So I don't have any more cussing in me. I don't have any more fussing in me. I have the word in my heart. I am Christ in the earth because I'm his body. Bishop always said that the head can't be without the body. Shout hallelujah. And you are also among those who are called of Jesus to belong to him. So thank you, Lord. I belong to Jesus. So I belong to Jesus. That means my eternity is already started. And it will end in heaven. I don't have to go to hell. Shout hallelujah. 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 Say, I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I became that new creation when I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. But God sent me here to CFC to be taught faith so I could learn to live for him and make disciples of others who follow me. Members, we appreciate you. We're on a new horizon, a new scope of reaching out now to those that are lost, to those that are captivated. I saw some people recently, and they were just in a stupor or whatever, and I said, Lord, mercy. 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 But God says, there's nothing too hard for me. Say that. So, Lord, there's nothing too hard in my life for you. Hallelujah. Can we shout hallelujah? Can we shout hallelujah? Can we shout hallelujah? He says in verse 7, I'm writing to all who are beloved of God in Rome. And I was looking at that when he's talking about Rome and all those Roman gods, and their main god was Jupiter. And then they had Juno, the goddess. It was Jupiter's sister and wife. And then the Minerva and all these gods that come down. And so when he was to preach to these people, they had heard of all these different gods. But here it is, you hear the scripture say, he preaches a strange doctrine. He's talking about there's only one God. You know we have a whole bunch of gods. So that can't be true. But Paul preached the gospel, and the gospel was able to stand on its own. If you'll put the word in your heart, you'll be able to stand on your own. Young people, I know there's a lot of pressure out there. We had some growing up, but not anything like you have now. There's a lot of pressure out there, but you put the word in your heart and you'll be glad to stand on your own. And when they're talking about you and trying to press you down, trying to make you do wrong, you get a picture of being burned in hell and say, oh no, I'm not going there. If that's the only thing that'll keep you straight, if that's the only thing that'll keep you out. They used to tell me when I was in college, Corey, you're going to rot in that dorm. I finished when I was about 20 because I started school early and got out early and got out of college early. So I was about 20 years old when I started teaching. I'm 76. I hadn't rotted yet. I hadn't rotted yet. I have not rotted yet. So you take your stand for Jesus. You take your stand and you say, I'm going to win that one. I'm going to win that person to Jesus. There was a girl across the hall from me. I don't know why all these things. Well, yes, I do. The Lord's bringing them back. Across the hall from me. And anyway, she thought I was stuck up. And many of you know I don't talk a lot one-on-one. Now, I can stand up here and talk to you all day. But anyway, she thought I was stuck up. And when she got to know me, she said, oh, I found out you're okay. You know, you're okay, and we became friends. You're okay. And that's what she said. You look at that person, and they make you mad, and you want to stay away. Now, you're not going to go do what they do. It's wrong. But you pray for them. You ask them, God, show me what to do. You might give them a little gift, or you might give them a little this. You might do that, or you just spend some time praying for them, and you'll find them turning around. Now, too many people are walking around with unforgiveness in their heart. God forgave you your sins, and they were many. He still forgives me of sin. How am I to judge and hold something against God's creation? And I don't want to sound like I'm fussing, Lord. But he said, get this over to them. He said, too many. They tipping. I'm going to hold on to this thing tightly. He said, they're tipping on the edge. He said, too many are tipping on the edge. They're tipping on the edge of light and darkness. And he said, there are no two ways about it. Light is light and dark is dark. He said, get off the edge. Get off the edge of darkness and get fully into my light. Get fully into my word. Get fully into who I am. He said, there is in me joy unspeakable and full of glory. Remember when we first went to, when we were in Coweta and we had never had pizza. Y'all said, never had pizza? Well, this was 1979. The pizza, there wasn't a pizza parlor where you turned back then. But anyway, my children didn't like it. You heard Bishop tell that. They don't want that stuff. I want that stuff. Leon and Bobby bought some. And then when they finally got a taste, say they got a taste. And the pizza was good. So I get a taste of Jesus, and he is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Say, if I haven't tasted, I'm going to find out just how good God is. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, listen to this. Say, he's talking to me. Everybody say, he's talking to me. Everybody say, he's talking to me. Now, he said those in Rome, but he's talking to me. Called to be saints, God's people, and set apart for a sanctified life. that he has set apart for God and his purpose. Say, I am. Set apart. Some of you are not saying that, so I guess you with the devil. I don't want to be like that. So let's say it again. I am. Set apart. For a sanctified life. That is. I am. Set apart. For God and his purpose. Say, God gives me grace and peace, inner calm, and spiritual well-being. Hallelujah. Say, and I get all that I get through Jesus Christ, my Lord. So he went on to say, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you. CFC, visitors, those watching, I thank my God for all of you. I thank God for your faith, your trust, and your confidence in his power, your wisdom and understanding. And people are going to begin more and more and more to proclaim who we are at CFC, who you are as an individual. You know that one right there, and that one right there, and that one right there. They're just different. Different. Because you wear the glow. How many of you know the story of Philip that was stoned to death? Raise your hand if you know the story in the Bible, Philip, and they stoned him to death. I don't see enough hand. Well, it wasn't Philip, it was Stephen's. I'm sorry. Stephen. How many of you know the story of Stephen that was stoned to death? Before they stoned Stephen and they were talking about killing, they said they saw his face. It was as the face of an angel. So he had the face of an angel. So I'm going to be so full of the word, I will have the face that glows like an angel. People will be drawn to me. Say that. So people will be drawn to me because of the Jesus that's in me. They'll come running to see what you're preaching, not what you're cussing, not what you're fighting. When Jesus started preaching, when the apostles started preaching, crowds came from everywhere to hear this word. And God said, on the New Horizon CFC, as members of CFC, as members of this power, this body, he said, you're called to be a light in this world of darkness. Say, I'm a light in this world of darkness. 9, for whom I serve, he said, with my spirit, by preaching the gospel of his son, is my witness on how continuously I mention you in my prayers, always pleading that somehow, and he wanted to come to them. And he said, I long to see you, and I skip over that. Verse 13, he said, I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that many times I wanted to come to you, but I haven't come. Verse 14, I have a duty to perform and a debt to pay, both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, the cultured and the uncultured, both to the wise and to the foolish. Say this, I have a duty to share the gospel of Jesus Christ that I receive to the lost, to bring them into a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, just like I have. When they follow me, they will follow Christ. If I haven't been one who leads them to Christ, I'm going to be. Hallelujah. That's our new horizon. That's our mission. That's where we are going. That's what we must do. That's what we must do. What happens to these coaches and thing if they don't perform? Their teams keep losing and losing. They get fired. Somewhere along the line, you got to make up your mind, and you are making up your mind. I know you are. I'm saying it by faith, and I'm saying it by knowing. And make up your mind. It's Jesus and Jesus only. I don't have two gods. I don't have two husbands, Jimmy on this side and somebody else on the other side. And God said the same thing about Israel. He said, who divorced you from me when they turned away from him? He said, I didn't divorce you from me. You divorced yourself from me, so I'm going to let you go. God said, I have great things prepared for your life. He said, but if you keep running, if you keep going and you're on the edge, you're separate to fall over. And he said, he turned them over to reprobate minds because they wouldn't hear the word of God. Read on down to the end of this chapter. I'm not getting that far. But he said, I turned them over to reprobate mind. I let them do what they wanted to do. I kept calling. I kept showing my love. I had already sent my son. But he said, those who heard me, those who received me, I gave them the power to become the sons of God. I built them up. And I gave them a tool in which they can build themselves up on their most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And they can always know what to do and what's right. They can always know what life to live. And this sermon is not here to condemn you in any kind of way. It is for you to make a decision today. For God I live and for God I die. And I'll spend eternity with him. Or I'm going to reject him. Take the devil's way and spend eternity with him. It's no longer time. Jesus says, I'll be back in a little bit. And it's no time now to play around. You know, children are, in some schools, some are exempt, but some have to take tests this week. And if they have been playing around, woe be unto them. They can make 159 and still wouldn't pass. You understand what I'm saying? So don't get on that tipsy edge and think you can just do any kind of way. You can just say any kind of thing. You can just go where you want to go. You can just do what you want to do. God is calling for faithful members of CFC and for the body of Christ. Hallelujah. So I'm calling for you to make a commitment today. I will be faithful. When the doors open, I'm here. When it closes, I'm going to go ask for a key. How about that? Glory to God. And then he said, so my part, I'm ready and eager to preach the gospel to you who are at Rome. You know, if I would go by the looks of some of your faces, I wouldn't be saying this. I get under. But like I said, I'm not here to condemn you in any kind of way. Many of you have reasons for doing what you do. And if they are not good, solid reasons that you can stand before God in judgment day and say, that's why I did what I did, then don't do it. Get in the word. Contact us. Contact somebody. And say, I'm on tipsy ground. I want you to show me how to stand on the solid rock. And that rock is Jesus. That rock is Jesus. That rock is Jesus. How shall quote that idea? Do I go there now, Lord? It was like, you know how the Lord does me many times. He doesn't talk to me. Tim and Kelly, I was sitting over there. I don't know whether it was when the children were up or when sometime, but we were in the church this morning. The Lord said for you too, and I think you already know it. He said, go ahead and get them trained. Teachers. He said, when I call you out, I don't want to leave a void. I want them fully trained, fully anointed, to know what to do, when to do, and how to do what you do. He says it won't mean that you stop doing what I call you to do, but he said, I call everybody to a higher place, even when they stay where they are. Amber, I think I mentioned it to you. He said, you know your call. Every time Mr. Tim and Miss Kelly are there, you need to be there so you can see what they do. And then you can do the same thing. There are those that are called. And he's going to start calling people out and say, this is what you're called to do. And you step forth and you do what you're called. Verse 16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Say that. Read. You read. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God for salvation from his wrath and punishment. To everyone who believes in Christ as Savior, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. You know, the gospel, first of all, was preached to the Jews. It wasn't preached to the Gentiles, the other races of people, but through Jesus Christ. And Paul said, God, send me to the Gentile because the Jews wouldn't hear. Aren't you thankful that he preached the gospel so you can hear? I am thankful. I'm thankful. I grew up in Midway Missionary Baptist Church, and we did the best we knew how. We love God. We praise God. We shout. We did whatever we knew how to do, and they preached the gospel. And I heard that gospel. And I got saved. Thanks be to Jesus. Can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I'm going to ask you a serious, serious question. Are you absolutely sure you're born again? You have no doubt whatsoever if you were to die now. Your eternity would be with Jesus. Are you? Are you? Are you? If you're not, you can get sure today. Too many times we come to church and, oh, it was a good word. And that's all it was, a good word. God is calling for accountability. Everybody say accountability. Say accountability. If you have a bank account, you better have some accountability. If you don't have some accountability, you'll be writing checks or doing it however cash app and way beyond your mean and getting all those overdraft fees. You better have some accountability. Well, the same thing, if you don't have accountability to God, to your church, to him, to righteousness and truth, you're in overdraft. And the devil will take you aside and kill you, physically and spiritually. Say, I am accountable to God. I am accountable to myself through Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. So you're responsible to share the gospel. I'm responsible to share the gospel. For in the gospel, read, for put it up, and we'll close on this, I believe. Second, next verse, 17. Read, for in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, both springing from faith and leading to faith, disclosed in a way that awakens more faith, as it is written, and forever remains written, the just and upright shall live by faith. Say, I'm just, I'm upright, I live by faith. Say, without faith, I can't please God. Without love, my faith won't work. Say, God is love. I say, I'm locked up, tied up in Jesus, in love. Amen. Amen. So as members of this particular church, whoever you are, and those that you come in contact with and know that may not be here today, for whatever reason they're not, this year, the Lord is calling for accountability. He's going to call for Bishop and me to talk to you face to face. See what it is that's keeping you from being accountable and to reward you or encourage you for your faithfulness. It takes the whole body to make it work. You got a car, you need four tires. Four good tires. I recently had two tires put on, and Jimmy said, you need to get two more. I don't need two bad tires and two good tires. So if you are not here, then Miss Lucy and Miss Gail and Miss B will have to pull your weight, because all of it has to get done. So we want you to know we love you, we appreciate you, and we set aside this day. And so I started to say earlier, I asked the Lord, well, how do we do that? Because we started late, and I get good ideas at the 10th, the 12th, the 11th and a half hour. And then there's not time to get them done. But he said, well, this coming year, you can remember and you can recognize different departments at different times during the year or each month. So we're going to recognize you. You know, we don't want to be like, and I think many times in the past, we may have been kind of like the man who works all weekend and doesn't bring his money home. And so we've sown into so many people, and we'll keep sowing, but we're so more into you. CFC, Bishop and I, and your fellow CFC members, brothers and sisters, appreciate you. And Father God, we thank you for sending us these people And we thank you that we are all faithful. First of all, to you. We're accountable to you. And then we find ourselves accountable to each other.